Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Later in this episode, we are going to hear about IPR's Soundgarden project, planting classical music in unexpected places. But we are starting today with more details on a contract for nurses at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, the largest hospital in northern Michigan. We told you yesterday that the nurses' union ratified a 3-year deal with the hospital after working without a contract since March. The union, by the way, represents nearly 850 people. For the first time, the contract contains provisions about AI and technology. IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan has been following these talks and the AI issue and is here to talk about what they actually agreed upon. Hey, Claire.
Good morning, Ed.
Okay, fill us in. What has this process been like after all these talks over the last few months?
Yeah, so this has been going on since March. That's when they started renegotiating a new contract. The Traverse City Munson Nurses Association, that's the name of the union, they hosted a town hall at the Delamar Hotel. I covered that. We talked about that a few months ago. They also held a practice strike outside Munson this spring. And there were multiple bargaining sessions. The final bargaining session, I was told, went until 3 in the morning. And the main concerns were higher pay for nurses, higher staffing levels, meaning fewer patients per nurse, and having guardrails about the use of technology, especially artificial intelligence.
Okay, let's talk about artificial intelligence because you've been reporting on why it matters for nursing. So what were some of the nurses' biggest concerns here?
Yeah, so AI products are actually booming for healthcare. You know, nursing isn't something that you'd necessarily think of as being able to be done by AI, but there actually are lots of companies like Anthropic and Google are making AI for healthcare specifically. And the nurses union wasn't necessarily against these tools outright, but they had fears about AI taking jobs and also about software that still has high error rates in some cases, making decisions instead of nurses. The hospital hadn't rolled out any specific AI software yet, but they have rolled out things like telehealth doctors that are kind of rolled out into on a screen into a room. And that type of new technology without the nurse's input made them nervous.
So they see it coming and they wanted to talk about it now. What did they actually agree on?
They agreed on, first of all, a mutual definition of AI, which is actually harder than it sounds. This came up in the feature I did a few weeks ago. There are lots of algorithms at use in different machines, and it's sort of hard to say exactly what is AI, what isn't. So they came up on a mutually agreed definition of that. They agreed to protect nurses' voices, so a nurse's opinion has to be respected and listened to, making sure that there's always a human involved in a decision and ensuring a patient will have a human advocate in a situation if they did buy AI software to use with patients. And importantly, Munson has to notify the union when there's new AI technology being used and provide an opportunity to meet and discuss it. And I was told this is kind of a baseline they want to build on. Here is Megan Slater, a nurse at Munson, who was on the bargaining committee.
We didn't lock down language that says that we can, you know, absolutely flat out deny any AI, you know, being used or being implemented, but we can make sure that there's proper education around it, you know, maybe question the appropriateness of it, you know, and hopefully get common ground there.
I also spoke with Megan Brown, the chief communications officer at Munson, who said the agreement is to make sure that the nursing team has a seat at the table and a forum to escalate any concerns as it relates to AI.
AI is meant to complement our team's work and to help reduce some of the burdensome clerical and administrative tasks, but it is not meant to fully replace clinical judgment.
It's fascinating to hear them try to navigate this sort of uncharted territory for their profession. What else did they get in their contract?
Something really important that they got is a big wage increase. So 15% over the course of what was a 3-year contract. Now it's 2 years and 9 months because we're 3 months right into the negotiations. But it's going to be 5% each year. That's a raise for nurses. And they're hoping that'll help attract more nurses to the hospital and help retain them as well.
Claire, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Claire Keenan-Kergan filling in some details for us on the deal struck this week for a 3-year contract between Munson Nurses and Munson Medical Center. This is the Saras Saxophone Quartet, part of IPR's Soundgarden project, which is back again this summer. Now, what you're hearing right here is them playing earlier this week in Studio A, just down the hall here. But usually, the way people hear a Soundgarden ensemble is on a beach, or in front of a post office, or, yeah, maybe the occasional concert in a venue actually built for a concert. But the idea is to plant music in unexpected places. Christy McCaw is operations director at the Glen Arbor Arts Center, where the Saras Quartet is about halfway through a 2-week residency. And I asked her, if you are planting music in unexpected places, do you tell people what to expect? Or do you just kind of let it happen?
So in a lot of ways, they are just going to experience it naturally because they might just be popping into the grocer's daughter to get some chocolate, or they might be walking down the sidewalk in Glen Arbor and realize, oh my gosh, there's music being played in front of the Cottonseed apparel store. And so, yeah, there is sometimes not a lot of explaining, but we are trying to let them experience classical music in a way that maybe it's classical music is something they love already, and it's just a fun new way to hear it. Or perhaps someone thinks like, I don't do classical music, but then they hear it in this different way and they realize like, oh, that's actually very beautiful. And it lets them have, maybe takes a little bit of the pressure off and makes it feel less formal because it is summertime, right? Like we're kicking off the summer with Soundgarden. We're walking down these streets along the beach. Like, it isn't formal. It's very casual and fun and breezy. So, yeah.
It's nice this time of year when everybody's just in, like, a slightly better mood, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Part of what Soundgarden does is something called sunrise sounds. They don't happen precisely at sunrise because this time of year, that is early. But they are morning events at coffee shops around town. But there's also sunset sounds, which actually does happen while the sun is setting, weather permitting, of course, at 9 p.m. Friday at Empire Beach. That seems pretty special. I can't think of much more sublime territory than classical music and a Lake Michigan beach together.
Absolutely. This Friday, June 12th, at 9 p.m., the Saras Quartet will be in Empire Beach. And that is just an amazingly dreamy kind of backdrop. It's really been pretty special when the weather cooperates and we're able to go to Empire Beach. Pretty nice.
Christy McCaw with the Glen Arbor Arts Center. The forecast for tonight, by the way, is exactly what she said. It's going to be breezy. It is going to be mild. Yes, there's rain in the forecast, but not until the wee hours of the morning, long after the festivities have wrapped up. If you want to catch the Saras Quartet as part of the Manitou Music Series and IPR's Soundgarden project, you have another week to do it, and the music continues after that with other ensembles. Learn more at soundgardenproject.org. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Friday, June 12th. Thanks for listening. My name is Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker, and music by Blue Dot Sessions and the Saras Quartet.